to Standing in the Sunlight with Cynthia Rose. We are all on an ever-unfolding unique journey. Join Cynthia Rose as she begins her unique perspective to all that is meaningful. Topics and personalities that support your path, bringing inspiration and passion and heart-centered ways to live a more fulfilling life. A down-to-earth and uplifting sharing of what it means to be spiritual, creative, and living life to the fullest by standing in the sunlight. Born an intuitive medium, Cynthia Rose is also an ordained minister, singer, astrologer, educator, and writer. She has studied the intuitive and healing arts for over 40 years. Rise up and stand in your sunlight now with Cynthia Rose.
Well, good afternoon where I am. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm happy to be here. I'm Cynthia Rose. And if you're listening on one of the many ways that you can listen back, then welcome as well. So just a couple of things before we introduce our guests today. You can find me on Facebook at Cynthia Rose Medium, Standing in the Sunlight Radio, Cynthia Rose Medium on Twitter, on Instagram, and of course, CynthiaRoseMedium.com. So it's easy to interact with me. I love bringing exciting guests to you. Just a little mention, if you're listening and you want to listen again, of course, I have a YouTube channel, Cynthia Rose Medium. I'd really love it if you'd give it a like, or I guess it's a subscribe to get a like. And go over there and subscribe. And then I put all the shows in a playlist and you can hit on the groups you've subscribed to and you'll see the latest shows. Easy peasy to listen back because you might want to listen to this one again. So, and here we are. It is almost Valentine's Day and love can be on the mind of many. And so this is a perfect time to bring our guest. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Kaylin Rosenberg, she's a CEO and founder of Love Architects. It's an elite matchmaking and love design firm. So it reshapes, remodels your life in love. And she's worked with very influential people. She works within each client's love life from the inside out. I love that. She brings healthy, happy relationships into the world, one successful single married couple and family at a time, transforming the face of love on the planet through her new Real Reveal test, which maybe she'll tell us a bit about. There's so much to say. She's a master certified life coach with special training in spiritual psychology, addiction, and relationships, a renowned relationship expert, an elite matchmaker, love ambassador for OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network, and author of Real Love Right Now, a 30-day blueprint for finding your soulmate, and so much more. She's worked with everyday folks to celebrities, politicians, billionaires. So she works with all kinds of different people, helping you to bring in the love in your life. She's been on many different network shows. There's so many to list here, and I'm sure we'd like to talk and hear from her than me say the big list. And we will, just a reminder that we will, as always, remind you of the website that you can go to at the end of the show or anything else that she wants to share with you. So don't worry if you don't have a pen right now. And I'd like to welcome you to the show, Kaylin.
Well, thank you. Very nice to be here.
Yeah. Good. It's a good time to have you on. Love is on the minds of many.
Oh, I think it is all year long, but this is it's an interesting time, isn't it, Valentine's?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, life is, I want to say is, having love in our life is important, but having the right love in our life is important.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's my life work. It has been since I was a little tyke and it just kind of keeps going and keeps evolving.
So tell us about that. I loved for the listeners to get a little, you know, feel like they get to know you a little bit. Why do you say since you've been a little tyke? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I'm an old soul that, was really paying attention to the words love and the energy around the word love being used from a very young age, about three. I had a very young mother who was 17 when she had me. She was also a hippie and really addicted to drugs and really trying to find herself. And I also had these really amazing, very loving, connected grandparents who had a really cool marriage that, thank God, were raising me for the most part. And so I sort of went back between both sides of that life experience from a very young age, again, experiencing the word and the energy around love, and saw and connected quite quickly with the fact that the word and energy of love was very peaceful, it was safe, it was healing with my grandparents and the family there. And then when I was with my mother and some of the things and she was going through in the trials and a lot of abuse of men and addiction and all of that, love was still used, that word was used, and there was a lot of pain attached to it. And eventually that sort of started kind of coming into my own life, it was leaking, and I thought, no, enough is enough. This is something that I want to figure out what this whole love thing is and means, so I can have it for myself in a really beautiful way, and so I can not only also be it for others, but I can hopefully teach other people how to have really the amazing, amazing energy of love in their lives that they deserve. And that ended up going into taking me, interestingly, into dating, the whole dating industry and matchmaking, which was never where I wanted to go. I never saw myself there. I'm very strong in my faith, and I, clearly God has a really brilliant sense of humor. I realized after 26 years that the reason I was really catapulted into the dating industry and understanding singles, or therefore really individuals that are not yet attached in healthy love, that is the most profound place to really make a shift, because you have 126 million plus singles just in the U.S. alone trying to figure love out. And so now I can get my hands dirty and really help them finally get that and have that and most importantly be that. So it is my love mission. It's my world mission and it's my work, and I'm passionate and I'm also tough.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Certainly, you made me chuckle there, because the, you know, whoever said give up the life you want to live the life that you have, or something like that, to those, I can't remember the exact saying, but I mean, isn't it funny where we end up when we listen to the divine call of where we're supposed to be?
Oh, heavy. Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. It's just something that, you learn to live in that flow. It reveals riches that we would never know. And I didn't mean to be a poet there.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. But it's very true. Yeah. It's crucial for people to really hopefully get to that space where they can hear that, accept that, and take that in, and then just let it be. Let it do its thing.
And have some love in their life. So yeah, I come to you and I'm saying I want to have love in my life, and what's the first thing you're going to say to me?
That you already have it. you already have it. So for,
good answer.
You know, for, right? You already have it. It is absolutely, truly, it's in you and it's all around you in so many ways. And once you can identify that love is not about romantic love at all. It is just about the really pure energy of love that is all around you, inside of you, outside of you, and you can connect to that. Now, if you want to sort of redirect and equate some or a lot of it to finding a partner or being with the partner that you currently have in a healthier, happier, more fulfilling way, now you can actually create that opening and that door to shift the energy and the consciousness into that. So, and that's where it gets really, really fun. Then after that, it's kind of like, okay, now let's talk about what love is to you. What is it to you? What does it mean to you? How do you envision it? How do you know? How do you feel it? It's really just getting people connected to what love actually really is, and how beautiful and amazing and profound. And then it never leaves us. It's in our head. It's in our mind. It's in our fears and in our wounds that we believe that it's left us, but it actually never has.
That's beautiful. So people typically, they come in and they want to find their partner. I think I've seen with someone was sent, you put them through some questionnaires or.
I don't mean to laugh. It's a drill. So if people are coming to me as a private client, either for coaching or healing or to find their partner, it's about an hour and a half assessment that is very therapeutic, very intuitive based, and it dives into the child of the being, the adult, into the meaning of love and the message of love, the experience of love, into the ego, mind, body, soul, spirit. And then there's a blueprint that I create and design for each client that I base the work off of to find that person or to heal that marriage or to heal that being that is struggling with love and loving themselves. And then I giggled as well because, you know, I've sort of taken that. We have a dating app that we're getting ready to launch, the Large Social Club, and we finally found a way to kind of create that 1.5 hour experience that I've been doing for the last 26 years around the world and now create it into an algorithm and a test that works pretty darn well and helps people identify with the truth of who they are when it comes to love and their readiness and the kind of mate they are and the kind of mate that they really not only can be, but should be with. And so we're very excited about that because we really have to know who we are. The whole matchmaking thing, I always say to people, no, I'm not really a matchmaker unless you're talking about I'm matching you with you and I'm introducing you to you most often the first time in your life. And that's when it's really profound. And then I teach you how to really fall in love with you and love on you and know your value. Then the rest of the world is wide open to something really magical to take place.
Well, that's very, very well said. I think that must be why sometimes you often hear people say, and I had this experience myself, is that I was in a complete place of bliss. I was happy. I didn't feel like I needed to have anyone in my life. And yet, you know, I was, okay, I'm ready for my soulmate, but not like my other half, in a sense, just my other to be with me. And, you know, that old saying, they come when you least expect them to. Well, that was sure true for me.
I think, you know, I think the thing, though, is that it sometimes we hold on to these things of, you know, they come when we least expect, or they, you know, we shouldn't be looking because they come when we're not looking, or they, I think it's just they come when we're open, when we're truly open. They come. They show up. So we're either looking and it happens, or we're not looking and it happens. It just sort of is. And I think it's in that moment that we can experience it, sit back and look at it, look at the gifts and the teachers that come with it, and that we can also be for it, and then start to enjoy all the goodies, you know, that are in it and on its way. So that's, you know, I think love has been just so skewed, and relationships have been so skewed. We've made them much harder than they've had to be. It's also really far misunderstood, love and relationships, and even, you know, marriage and family dynamics. And I think a lot of it is a little old school, a little antiquated, and we need some enlightenment. We need some waking up, and that's one thing I'm working really, really hard to do. I know you are as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I think I just had this conversation with my husband the other day that even our whole perception around sex, everything is gets kind of twisted.
Yep, big time.
You know, like, are we talking big about time. Sex or are we talking about power here? Do you know? So
yeah. Yeah, that's another show, actually.
That's another show, exactly. And I didn't mean to offshoot into something else, but I mean, you know, people get in looking for romance. Are you looking for romance or are you looking for love, right?
Yeah. But the whole power equation, because, you know, many times people are looking to be in power or to feel in control, meaning to feel safe. All sorts of different things, and it shows up in so many different ways. And yes, one of them is definitely through sex and our sexuality. It's, again, just identifying, getting back to the core. And again, it's even for the first time of who we really are and how we identify with love and what it means to us and what we really want from it. Like, just kind of, no matter how old you are, I have clients that have been in their 80s and they're experiencing love, like real love and real relationship for the very, very, very first time in the way they see it. Obviously, they had love through their family and their children and their grandchildren and all of that, but for themselves in a very different connected way. So it's cool. You're never too old.
That's beautiful. Do you know, when my husband and I got married, there's a couple that was like 70-something. We were getting pictures taken, and they were 70-something, and they were getting married. And also right when he proposed to me, I remember going for, we were in a sort of an outdoor tropical area, and we were going to have a Mai Tai, and there was a couple that I guess they heard us say to the server that we had just gotten engaged and we were just coming in to have a drink, and they bought us a drink, and it was very generous of them, and it was around their 25th wedding anniversary, and they had found love either for the second time or later. And I looked at my husband and I said, I hope we get to do that in 25 years. Like,
beautiful.
It was just beautiful. We were just surrounded by people that had found love later and that were enjoying their life. And I mean, I say that for any listeners, that so often people give up hope.
Yeah. Too often and really prematurely, and I have compassion, right, for all of them, actually, and they have their story and they have their reasons, but again, if you can just get back to the trust and the truth of that love is already around us, it's just waiting on us, like right now it's just waiting on us. But sometimes there's just a bit of shifting that has to happen, and some, you know, reevaluating of ourselves and our value and the boundaries we place and spiritual boundaries and all sorts of things. But it can be a faster and an easier tweak than people really know and think. And that's the fun stuff. That's the fun work.
Yes. I know that we're going to get queued up for a break before we, there it is. So grab a glass of water and stretch your legs. And we're talking about love with Kaylin Rosenberg. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, talk, touch their hair. Details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones we carry with us every day. Our bond with our sister girls gives life. but knowing your breasts can save it. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back. So, Kaylin, let's talk a little bit, if you would, about... I'm just thinking maybe if we could talk a little bit about, you know, we've got all the movies that are sort of, we don't have a lot of realistic love affairs in movies a lot of times. We have adoration, we have selling us what romance is. Do you think that's part of what you take people through, is to get really clear about what it is they really want as opposed to what they're being sold?
Well, I think you can have bits and pieces of all of it. When people are in love or adore, and it doesn't even have to be, again, a romantic or sexual partner. It can be your kids, or it can be your mom or dad, or your dear friend, or your coworker. It's kind of like when that energy of love and honor for one's value is out there, you want to experience it, and you want to give the experience of your love to them. And so that can come in all those really silly and over the top romantic ways and gestures, but it's really pretty stale and can fall flat fast, or can be misleading if it doesn't come from the actual true foundation of the energy of authentic love, right? What is the reason behind what we're doing and giving and wanting to receive? I don't know if that makes sense. Because there's so many different ways to love. You know, Chapman with his 5 love languages was really brilliant in many ways, and there are many, many more love languages even than the 5, if we were to go into it. But I think that it's just, I think if we go into, if really a question was more about does what can be perceived as the superficiality around romanticism that we see in commercials and in ads and in, you know, on TV and in the movies, can that mess with us? It can if we don't have our foundation straight and we don't have our values in line and in check. Because then we're dealing with really a false reality, and we're setting ourselves and others up to fail. So the juiciest, best stuff is just in that real calm, centering, grounding energy of love that we, you know, can have and experience with so many. And when you have that, then all the other stuff, the fluff, is just kind of cute and fun and sweet and, you know. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think what I hear you saying is some people may need help sort of identifying their foundation.
Yeah.
And you help them with that. Do I understand correctly?
Well, completely. Yeah. Foundation and notion of love. If you had love, you know, again, if you had the kind of love that you're looking for, let's say you realize you have a wonderful family, or you have your family is a family you created out of your friends or friendships, right? So you have these people or beings around you that you feel love with and loved by and you love, but geez, you'd really like to have a partner experience, a romantic experience of a lover or a spouse, and but what does that mean to you and for you? What does that really look like, and where is that coming from, and why? It's just so important to get centered in that first.
Yeah, I really agree. The what and the why are really important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're setting ourselves and others up for more pain and discomfort and for failure in many ways. And then we can sit back and say, oh, see, it just never works. Love is never right. I'll never have love. And that's just not true. Feels true, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's not true.
Yeah. I was actually surprised when I met my husband and I got engaged. And I've talked to someone 2 or 3 years ago, had the same experience, that I just naturally assumed everybody would be happy for me. Do you know what I mean? Because you're so excited. And I became aware of the profound hopelessness or people holding on to stuff. And I thought, well, okay, that was my experience. And then I talked to a friend, I think it was just like a couple of years ago, she met her soulmate, and she said it'd been really strange that she was going through people being weird about this. And it just showed me that there is this sort of collective sadness that, or we need to raise up about what it is. If someone's holding on to something and then they're like, I don't know why I never meet anybody. And then the other side of their mouth is going, la, 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 la.
Well, it's true. Yeah. And when you said raise, I was just thinking the word lift. It's so, so lifting each other up. It's because, again, energetically, energy is so powerful. It's this unspoken language that's happening on truly a molecular level that is affecting everything that's going on around us, what we're calling to us and what we're putting out into the world. And so, because you never know what's going to come from it. You want to try to always do your very best to go to a space of love. And we're so preconditioned in this world by our childhood, by society, by the crap out in the world on on TV and in the press. It's like there's more negativity going on and bad news than there is the opposite. Than there is a happy news and joy and connection. And so, but it's up to us. We're the most powerful beings. We're the ones that are on this planet doing the good or the bad. So it's up to us to just get silent and centered with ourselves for just a moment, no matter what we're sitting in, and just go, you know what, for this moment, I'm just going to try to go to love. I'm just going to go to what I picture that being, or if I've ever felt it in my life, I want to bring that energy and that memory and that moment back now. And now I'm going to surround myself with it. I'm going to put it within my body. And now I'm going to just start pushing out to other people that I really do care about. And even my Lord, if I can get myself to the people that I've been hurt by or mad at, and I'm going to try to just send even a squeak of it their way, depending on what you're holding on to still. And you would not believe the shift you'll feel just in your body. And scientifically in your chemistry, it shifts the way your brain releases your neurotransmitters when you just shift your thoughts on love versus darkness or hate. Or anger or resentment. And so then that energy is around us, and then others pick up on it. And so that's how we're always feeling each other whenever we go anywhere. We're just kind of, that person seems kind and nice, or that person seems kind of scary, or that person doesn't, I don't want to be around them. That's because it's their energy. So we are that energy. We hold that energy. We hold that power. So therefore, we all have the power to make this vast difference of what we want in this world. It's powerful stuff.
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting that people are still wondering if it's true, or they say, oh yeah, I've heard that. But I mean, everything is energy. It is absolutely true. And it's not even a question anymore. Science has already agreed. We're already there. Yeah. And yet we're not necessarily applying it in our lives and in areas like love.
Well, right. Because we don't have enough, we don't have enough people out there doing it. I don't know if they shared it with you, but I'm working on a love movement. I'm literally gathering as many change makers and influencers as I can on a societal level that have the biggest voices and the largest audiences and things like that to start preaching a different level of an awareness of the energy of love. But when I say influencers, again, we are all influencers. We all influence everything going on in our lives around us and within us. And so we just need more people talking about this and honoring it, and things will shift. We all want the same thing. We really, really do. For those that don't, it's because they're scared. They're afraid to believe.
Absolutely. I so agree with you. Yeah. That afraid to believe, it's fear.
Yeah. So we're working on changing that. Love movement. Be love. Go
okay,
be love.
And I don't know if this is something that could, be helpful or not to others, but, just say there's someone out there that has had an experience of going into a relationship. They thought it was completely blissful and wonderful. Yeah. And this was absolutely fantastic. And then, you know, they turned out to be a sociopath or something.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
what,
you know, how do you help someone like that that's saying, well, I'm frozen, I don't know what to do? How do you help them?
Yeah. Well, it is an extraordinarily odd compliment to that person that they attracted a sociopath. I know that's going to sound really weird. Sociopaths, narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, are typically attracted to the brightest shining lights of empathic energy, of love, of kindness, of gentleness, of giving, because they're so wounded on such a deep level and they're in such deep pain and darkness that the only way that they can really feel and even feel even a little of something sort of normal, maybe for one split second, is through the energy of the person that they were with. So it actually says, okay, wow, I attracted this person that just blew my mind and broke my heart and devastated my life. But it says that I am actually, I have a lot of really good stuff inside of me, a lot of really amazing love to give. And, you know, thank you, life, for showing me who that person was, although very painful. I'm still not as wounded as they are to bring that darkness into someone else's life or deception. And I can now see that as, some of the wounds that are in this world make sense as to why our world is at war in many different ways. Our countries are at war. People are at war. We have this great political divide. I get it, but I don't want to be part of that. I don't have to be part of that side. I'm going to be on the side of love. And now how can I sit and love myself, not shame myself, and then how can I learn from this, and how can I set and define boundaries the next time, and what can I learn, what red flags were there that I chose for different reasons to abandon and or ignore, and how can I not do that next time so I can love me better? So, you know, there's just a lot of learning to do, and I think that one of the greatest things aside from fear that keeps people stuck is shame. We live in a very shame-based society. We had a lot of shame-based parents and parenting, and they had the same thing. Sometimes it was seen as a way of tough love or, kind of old school love or whatever, or discipline. But the bottom line is that I have lots of people that will come to me and just carry so much shame and say, gosh, I've got everything in the world to offer. I'm a great person. I have a great package to offer, in a relationship, but I've just am such a failure in love and relationships, and I've really screwed up, or I was once the abuser. I used to be an addict or an alcoholic, and now I'm clean, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, congratulations. That's awesome. That's amazing. You're wonderful. And they look at me shocked. Like, why am I not paying attention to all the crap that they came from? Instead, I'm like, wow, cool, you're here now. This is beautiful. Let's go for it. Let's go get that awesome love you deserve, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, we have to start really being so much more gentle and kind and loving on ourselves and forgiving and, you know, just try to just remember that the greatest mistakes we've made are, they're just really, what it is it's something inside of our soul crying out saying, help, help, I'm in pain. You know, I'm in
absolutely.
Pain I'm acting it out in a way that's probably not so healthy or lovely. And I want help.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to be a lot more loving and forgiving if we can. Not always easy, but yeah. Yep. Meant to be.
I absolutely agree. And then we need, there's so much of this unworthiness and unloving, and we need to focus on, you know, where you shine your light is where you shine your light. And sometimes if you're someone who's out there listening, who's had a difficult time in relationships, you know, some of us shine our lights into dark corners sometimes.
Yeah.
And we just can't let ourselves dim our lights.
No. And it's easy to, I just had something sort of come to me kind of going back to the, you know, your question about, you know, what if I just got out of a relationship and was really hurt by a sociopath? And, you know, we have a lot of people that are in abusive relationships, mentally, psychologically, verbally, physically. And as we know too, our relationships are showing, they're really a humongous mirror of what we have to heal within ourselves. And the value that we've decided is real for ourselves. And so, again, there's nothing to carry shame around. It's just, okay, how can I learn from this so that I can really just be so kind and gentle and loving with myself so that I can really truly have what I deserve to have? So, again, no matter where you are, no matter what you come from, no matter how old you are, you can have absolutely the most precious, amazing love and experience in life. That's the higher plan here. That's the intention.
That's what we're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes that's the seems like the most challenging lesson, but if you can get there, then it will be worth it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And then we can all teach each other more and more the same thing we've learned.
Yeah. Yeah. The same dream I have is that to not just to dream, but have it practical in that, you know, I've said for many years that a happy person is open-armed and, you know, welcoming and experiencing more. And when we're unhappy, it's almost like we're grabbing and we're closing in. And it's kind of been my visual of, you know, that I had for many years. Okay, am I pulling towards me? Am I putting out? And, you know, I think that that's something that we just need. I see people all the time that are having a hard time with forgiveness, having a hard time, maybe like shame, forgiveness, all gets kind of toiled up there together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not going to get there by trying to see, like, we have the perfect relationship. What the heck is a perfect relationship? What does that mean?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, actually, there is such thing as a perfect relationship. It means it's real, and you've accepted it as real, flaws and all, right? The good, the bad, and the ugly, but it's based on a foundation of what's real, and with respectful, honorable spiritual boundaries around it, and kindness and gentleness and you know. So, but you know, what most see is a perfect relationship, on the more of a on paper superficial sense, does not exist.
And I love the way we wanted to.
It'd get old and boring.
Yeah. And I love the way you reframe that, because, you know, okay, we can have this. Is this like imagination pie in the sky? But then, if we're left foot, right foot in something, then you know, then we get real about something, because we can be quite Pollyanna of love. I'm somebody who has Venus in Libra, so Venus in Libra. So I mean, when I was a teenager, I had my chart done. He said, "You're in love with love."
And I
was like, "Oh, what does that mean?" You know, I'm 15 years old, and you're telling me I got to learn this.
Cool.
Yeah.
That can be beautiful and dangerous, but yes.
Absolutely. Yep. Learn a lot. Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to go for our last break, and we'll talk more about finding your perfect relationship with Kaylin Rosenberg. See you in a minute.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, so we're back. So one of the things that I'm seeing something here like that, I guess I missed or something. So you, many people know you from your work with the Oprah show, Lovetown USA. Did you work with a whole town?
Oh, my Lord, it was a blast. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I got to really get my my hands dirty. We did. We were working within this town, Kingsland, Georgia, and St. Mary's, Georgia, kind of little brother-sister towns that had a lot going on to the point of where even spiritually they had church congregations and pastors feuding and not speaking to one another, yet they were preaching love on Sundays. That didn't fly with Oprah. It made no sense. But we understand brokenness. And there was really almost every equation you could think of that had to do with a disconnect from love. And we all went in there, all the crews and the cameras. And just our goal was to start with a town hall meeting and just do nothing but think of all the different ways we could bring the energy of love to everyone, enemies and allies. And in 30 days, we did so much healing in that town. It was unbelievably beautiful. At the same time, none of us wanted to leave. We didn't want to leave. I mean, literally, I wanted to just have my husband and sons move to Kingsland because there was so much love happening there. And I will say that that really shifted my belief in, no matter how stuck our world is in many ways, that there is still a major shot at doing something quite significant. And my goal was to really, from that experience, bring it back to the rest of the world and make that happen. And so that's what I'm working on now.
Wow. That is,
yeah,
that is so inspirational to hear.
Oh, well, it was heavy. And there was, you know, here's the cool thing too, which I didn't blame them, but there was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of pessimism from the town and angry people even, and saying, oh, you're just trying to exploit us and you got your cameras rolling. We're like, no, really, truly, we're here to just focus on the energy and the power of love, and we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing, but we sure hope something does. And at the end, I think that the biggest pessimists were the biggest lovers and our closest buddies and allies at the end. So, yeah, it was really powerful.
Wow. That's so, just anybody feeling a little bit like maybe you're fearful or hopeful or you're kind of caught, just take that in, breathe that in for a minute, a whole town and changes. That is such a huge task to have taken on. Like I'm clapping my heart hands at you. That's amazing. That's inspiring.
It was an honor.
What about when you have someone like, I understand you work with everyday people and celebrities and people that are CEOs. So obviously discretion is probably important in how you work if people want discretion. But how do you deal with what do you say to someone who in the various breaking it down for various people where they are, like someone might be saying, well, I'm not a celebrity. Or, well, I'm a celebrity. Well, how do you navigate between the two?
Yeah. Well, that they're just people. They're just people. They're just souls. And they all have their journey, separate from how successful they've been or not or are. You know, separate from everything, they're just souls that are on their journey that really want love. They want to connect with love and experience and feel love. And oftentimes, the celebrities and the most elite and the wealthiest and the most prominent, especially by name, family name, have the most difficult time really ever fully experiencing the love that they not only want but deserve, because there's so much of the world and superficiality and ego and the wrong people too often around them, that they have many more barriers to experiencing deep, deep, profound, safe love and connection, especially with themselves, than just, you know, whatever, like you said, everyday people. And another thing that I always share, and it's something that it's an experience that I'm so incredibly grateful for, is that I, you know, growing up when I was with my mother, many times we were in complete poverty. We were homeless. We were truly cleaning up in bathrooms of restaurants and gas stations and you know, in shelters and times. If she had some money, if she was rich, it was that she had WIC and food stamps and was in Section 8 housing. And then when I was with my grandparents, there was comfort and, you know, yes, they were there for a long time for her and they took care of her, but they also didn't want to enable her anymore. So they, when they let her just really figure it out on her own, she went to really deep poverty. So I experienced both incredible poverty and, in a sense, not wealth, but riches, and found that neither have anything to do with the experience of love, clearly, yeah. No, you know, or happiness.
Yeah.
Really. Some of the wealthiest people in the world are the most unhappy people.
Yes.
And so it's not about if I have more money, if I have this, if I have that. No, it's just about getting centered with you, with your connection with the higher spirit of some form or something, and just really getting to that energy and that space of love. And then that's when all this miraculous stuff happens. So I've been very, very blessed and fortunate to experience, not only personally but through my clients all over the world, the energy of love and how you can have it no matter what, regardless of who you are or where you come from, no matter what. Homeless to billionaire.
Yeah, what a great lesson. I've always thought it must be harder to meet someone if you're that well known, everybody already has an image of you. And,
yeah.
You know, then you've got to work past, well, that's the image of me. That's not who I am. I'm
right.
Three-dimensional. And
yeah.
That's tough.
Well, and most people don't know at that level that it's not even the image that others have of you. It's the image that you've now created into who you are for yourself. You don't know who you are anymore. You've lost yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a I can remember at one point, I studied a little bit of acting, and I can remember going through two, like I was playing two different roles. Very, very extreme roles, and going from one rehearsal to the other and thinking, oh my gosh, like, you know, at the end of the day, I remember walking to the car with a couple other actors and saying, you really need to like have time to say, who am I? Because my head is worrying from playing two different roles. And they're like, yeah.
That's really well said. That's a great example. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And then they become that, and then, or they don't know which one they actually are. It's heavy stuff. That's why we all have to be a lot more gentle with one another and a lot more, you know, just not so quick to judge. We can trust what energetically feels off, but we should really be really gentle with regard to our judgment of others.
Yeah, yeah. I had a very dear friend whose daughter, Ashley Rogers, who became Ashley Austin Moore, and she, beautiful little girl, and got very sort of turned around about who she was and confused with that. She's no longer on the planet here. She's in the spirit world, a really hard time for her being with celebrities at 10 and 11, 12, and really ended up, you know, a difficult time, so much that, you know, even what's on the web about her isn't necessarily what's true. So, but just watching her go through that and thinking, wow, that was, but she did come to, you know that she was loved. She did come to a happy place before she passed on. So,
amen.
So, you know, that's good. I want to make sure we have time for, because I see we've got around 8 minutes left. You must have some things you want to get to people. I don't know if you want to talk about your app or tests people can take or anything else that comes to mind that might be helpful to lift people up and help people in what you're trying to get out.
Yeah, thank you. let's see. I just want everyone happy. I really want people to have happiness and peace and joy and connection and healing. And so I am working on ways and have found ways that can really help people experience that, which I'm really grateful for. So if you're single, we have our dating app, The Large Social Club, that is very, very close to launching. In fact, we launched it last year, and it had an exceptional response from singles and from press around the world, but it didn't work. That was a problem. So there were bugs, so we've been working those out this last year, and we're just about there to relaunch. So thelargesocialclub.com is the world's first ever dating app that fully, truly vets every single on there, so that we're no longer dealing with married people posing as single. We don't have people on there that are out to hurt people or take advantage of people. These people are single, they're spiritual-minded, they are relationship-ready, and they're looking for real love, and they're in a good space in life. They're successful and at whatever it is they do, and so I'm very excited about that.
Is that launched yet, or are you redoing it and launching it?
We're launching it probably in the next couple of weeks, so we'll keep you posted. But in the meantime, there's a big waiting list, so people can go to thelargesocialclub.com. And
so can you spell that out for people?
Sure. Yep. The T-H-E, Lodge, L-O-D-G-E, Social Club, S-O-C-I-A-L, Club, C-L-U-B, .com. And again, yep, sign up on the waiting list. Really amazing people. So excited for all of you singles to meet each other there, because they're just really cool peeps. And then I also have my work through the Love Architects. It's actually my son and I, and we work with people all over the world. And he works primarily with clients in their 20s and 30s and early 40s, and I work with clients mostly in their 40s, 50s, and 60s quite successfully and happily. So that's at thelovearchitects.com. And I have my book, Real Love Right Now, that has healed lots of marriages, even though it's really focused on helping singles find themselves, love themselves, so that they can really attract and be with the right partner. But I've heard that it's healed marriages, so that's really cool. I'm just here for people. I'm an empath, and I feel others, and I feel this planet energetically, and but I also live in the real world and know the science behind things, and I'm here to help people in any way that I can. We have a podcast, the Love Happy Hour show, and so any way that I can help people, I do it. I do a lot of pro bono work, and I can also be very expensive, but and I also am very philanthropic, and I give back. But the bottom line is, I want everyone to experience the love that they deserve, and to know that no matter what, and again, no matter where they come from, they can have it. It is truly just sitting there energetically, just waiting with open arms for them. That's my whole passion. In the meantime, I'm just like begging everyone that's listening to just go put that energy of love out, put that faith of energy out. Don't roll your eyes, just believe in it. Close your eyes, breathe in, know that it's real, go be it everywhere else, and we can all honestly make a difference in this world.
Yeah. So if everybody, and everyone's listening right now, if you just take a moment and do exactly that and just realize, with the energy right now of Valentine's coming up, we can have people that you could just brighten their day just by sending them love as you're, you're standing buying something in a store. You're getting gas. Any of your daily interactions, just send love and realize that that's real. That's energy.
Amen. Yeah.
You never know. You just never know. That one little act of a smile of kindness, of sending love to someone, you never know just how powerful that can be.
It's completely, completely true. Yes. And I will say, based on that, there's a book out there also called The Daymaker. It's by John Wagner, who owns Jute Salons. And he has an amazing, the whole book, it's a little quick, easy read, but it's so powerful. And the message is just about how there was a woman who was suicidal who was coming in to basically have her hair done and feel beautiful for the last time before she took her life. And it was just one special thing that he did unknowingly that day that saved her life, and she's here till today. So you are 100% correct. We have that power to heal, to love on each other, and you never know the moment and the effect and the impact that we have on one another, and let's use it in love.
Yeah, it's funny when you said the Daymaker, because decades ago I used to be a hairdresser, and that was my thing. I came to realize I'm a daymaker.
Yeah.
And So it wasn't about the haircut. Of course, you want to give them something that suits them and they're going to walk away feeling great. But it was that the heart-to-heart connections that I had with people. And my very first job that I had a boss who was really hard on me. She was just tough. And she put me to tears sometimes that I just kept. And, you know, she walked up to me years later, saw me in a store, walked up and gave me this big hug and said how much I had inspired her. And I thought, what? And she said, I was just so jealous of you at the time, the way you connected with people and heart to heart. And I was struggling and you really inspired me. And I'm so glad I got to run into you and thank you. And
amen. How cool is that?
Yeah, I was like taken aback because, you know, I thought, well, she hates me, but, you know, there's no need in making life worse. I just kind of let it go and said, I don't know why she's picking on me, but just let it be. And you know what it was? She was an immigrant. She was having a hard time. She had her own stuff going on and I didn't react and she got inspiration and that really taught me something. We do make a difference. We just don't see it all the time. Yeah.
Well, very, very true. And I'll just say one thing. It's pretty funny. I just noticed that I said John. It's David Wagner. So the good news is we all make mistakes and then we can turn it around. So David Wagner is the book of the Daymaker. There we go.
Okay. Thank you, Kaylin Rosenberg, so much for being on here. And if you let us know when your app is launched, we'll share it. See you on Facebook. Thanks so much for standing in your sunlight.
Oh, thank you. Ditto. All right, my dear.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye. Have a good week, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.